Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Hello, and welcome to Direct Impact's Mindful Meditations, where we offer a moment of reflection and pause as we increase self-attunement and tend to our internal landscapes. Now, take a deep breath. And see what you notice today. Hello, and welcome to a mindful meditation on the Direct Impact Podcast. I am going to take you on a meditation journey today as your host, Andrea Epting. Thanks for being with us. So I would like to talk about tension, and we're going to release that through a guided meditation. So I just want you to get into a place where there's no distractions or limited distractions. This, I know, is, you know, part of why it's hard to meditate. Finding that safe, serene, quiet, still space with very limited distractions is hard for a lot of us because we're busy, amazing, vibrant people. So try to do that. Try to find stillness and at least, you know, put that phone away. Put that phone way away. Mine's on the other side of the room. Put yours on the other side of the room in a drawer. Put it away. And this will allow you to come back to yourself. So sit quietly and still and put those feet flat on the floor. Okay, I want you to feel grounded and rooted and still. And take some deep breaths in through your nose. One, two, three. Hold and release out through your mouth. Three, two, one. Releasing all that oxygen and feeling that rush of oxytocin going all over your body so you can feel bonded and connected to self. Do about two more deep breaths, feeling the love bonds connect all over your body, where you can start to feel warm and you can start to feel held. But you can also notice things like the temperature on the tip of your nose, the temperature in your core versus the temperature at the very tips of your fingers. Noticing bodily sensations, you know, any urges, any digestion, any shortness of breath, any pain points, and breathe into those. Breathing in strength and courage and releasing pain and suffering. Okay, just getting into your body, taking a few more deep breaths and coming to a place of stillness. Now it's time to notice where we hold that tension. Where is that toxic sludge? Where is that dis-ease that eventually can lead to disease? We're going to root it out right now. Let's find the tension. Okay. We're going to run through the body starting at the very, very top of the head. Are there any tension headaches? Do you feel anything in your head? Do you feel anything in the back of your head? Towards the tippy-tippy top of your spinal cord? Do you feel tension in your jaw? Do you feel tension in your chin? Do you feel tension in the back of the root of your tongue? Do you feel tension in your forehead? That's where we get those little wrinkles. Notice them. Okay. Try to relax the forehead. Relax the cheeks and the jaw. Relax the root of your tongue. Just let it rest. Let it rest. Relax your chin. Okay, now we're going to notice our breath again. Breathe in and release any toxic sludge or harbored stress or trauma that's in the face, that's in the head. And then I want you to run down through your shoulders and notice, are you carrying any tension there? Okay? Lift the shoulders up and let them drop a few times. Lift them up as high as you can and then drop them as fast as you can. Just let them drop. Do that a few more times, noticing, is there any tension? Is there any resistance there? Just let them drop. Drop all the way down. Okay? And if you want to touch it, if you want to touch any of those spaces or places, the forehead, the cheeks, the jaw, the chin, the shoulders, touch it. Give it some warmth. Give it some attention. Give it some gratitude for the role that it plays and how it's tried to protect you, right? And give it permission to release. Okay, permission to rest, permission to accept peace, permission to find itself in this moment where there is no threat. In this moment, there is no threat. I'll say it again. In this moment, there is no threat. You do not need to posture for attack or defense. Rest. Move into offense. Move into acceptance. Move into repair. Allow the tension to release. As you move down into your arms and your wrists and your fingers, noticing the stress there, roll your wrists, roll them around. Notice, are they carrying tension? My gosh, they do a lot for us. It would make sense if they carried some tension. Give them permission to rest. As you rub your hands on your knees, just noticing the feeling of your hands on your legs and noticing the way that your legs feel from your hands. Okay, and then moving back into your chest. Taking some deep breaths and releasing any stress carried in the chest area. In the esophagus, in the throat, releasing any sadness or fear. Deep breaths as you move into the stomach and the abdomen and your core. Deep breaths. With gratitude and release any harbor tension, toxic sludge that might be stored, any toxic shame that might be found. Release it. It's old. It's time for fresh, new, vibrant feelings and emotions to reside in these spaces. Okay, and then move into the hips. Notice your hips. Just kind of move them back and forth. Move those hips. Notice any harbor tension in the back, the lower back, running back up to the mid back, checking in on those shoulders again and the upper back. And then moving back down the spine, back into the tailbone. Now run through the legs, noticing any tension in the knees. Okay, going all the way down into the calves, into your ankles. Go ahead and roll those ankles around. Oh my gosh, all these parts of your body do so many amazing things for you. So many seconds of the day. Thank them. Now wiggle those toes again like we often do in the beginning of our meditations. Wiggle them and notice your feet on the floor again. And take another deep breath, just thanking and honoring all of these parts of you. And on the exhale, releasing any tension. Okay, breathe in. Oh, gratitude, honor, and thanksgiving for all these parts. And release and breathe out and exhale any harbor tension. Okay, thank you for being here and for participating in this tension release. Knowing that you can come back to this anytime, okay? You can come back to this when you're starting to feel overwhelm, anxiety, dysregulation. That's going to happen. Let's just make sure it's fresh and it's new, and then we'll move into a meditation to release it, okay? That's what this is for. It is for you, and it's for you to use it well. So keep coming back to it. And thank you so much. Come into your awareness now. Open those eyes. Move that neck back and forth. Give it a few rolls. All right. Put those shoes back on and let's have an amazing day. Have a great time. Bye now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.